you foresee for him, or is it?
No, Dan, I don't. It could be, but I mean, I just think it's very similar to what happened in Sacramento. It's encouraging because he's played well and he's played aggressively, and that's really important. It's concerning because a lot of it is him going on his own and doing not selfishly, but I mean, doing good individual things. We've got to be able to put groups out there that play well together. So as encouraged as I am by Delonte having played well twice, I'm more disappointed that we've got to get more people and we got to get a unit playing better, or 3-4 guys playing better, as to, you know, a guy. I mean, even if we could say, fine, Kevin got point. Kevin, you know, shot the ball well and did good things. But I mean, our unit, our team is not getting better. Our team has to get better. Part of a team getting better is a number of individuals, but we need that number of individuals to be dramatically more than it is right now. And we need, it's hard for them, because I've been saying, and I'm not blowing smoke at them, they're trying, they're working at practice. They're not getting rewarded. Like, you know, when we went back and played Cleveland and Indiana, it might have been disappointing, but there were some good things. All of a sudden, you come back to reality here on the West Coast, and, you know, these two big front lines and two pretty good teams. We'll see a totally different kind of team on Tuesday, actually Tuesday and Friday of next week. And then we'll, you know, in between we'll see Portland, which will be another big team. So we just, it's not easy when you're working hard and it doesn't seem to be, you're not seem to be getting rewarded for it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of disappointed guys that are saying, hey, I'm trying and we're not getting it done. So we have to continue to work, and we obviously have to play better. We probably have to work even harder, and we are working hard, but we probably have to work even harder. We got to. But I think a big part of it is getting, you know, right now it's a couple of guy doing this, guy doing that, something like that. We need to get 3, 4, 5 guys so we're, you know, the defense is, maybe an individual is doing a good job, but then there's a breakdown. It's not enough collectively right now. But it's not that they're not working. So we just have to continue to work. They're working.
In the fourth, it seemed as if you were trying some things. Yeah, just maybe looking for some combinations. You moved Kevin towards the three. Did you see anything out of that?
No, I mean, I keep saying, to me, it's not a big. It really isn't a big difference whether he's 2 or 3. Like, he's in with Damian, he's in with Wally. It really, all that matters is which side of the floor they run and who the defensive matchup is. So, I mean, we can call Kevin a 2, which I think is what he is, and on some of the 2-guard sets, that's where he plays out front. But like, he started the game, and even though he was a 2, and Damian. We're calling a 3. Well, Damian was guarding T-Mac, and he was guarding Shane. So, right. To me, it's not significant. I mean, you're right, but it's not significant whether we call him 2 or 3. I mean, the 2s and 3s almost the same position, and their defensive matchup's different. Admittedly, in some of the half court sets where we have a 2-guard front, then it makes a difference. But a lot of our sets are 1-guard front, so it's, I mean, we're really splitting hairs to call him a 3 or to say he's playing more 3 than 2 or vice versa.
Whole idea then of Luke and Delonte playing.
No, that was something we wanted to look at for sure, but we're running into that same dilemma with Delonte that we have with, like, Nicky. Like we said, hey, Jeff at times looks good at 4. Not tonight because of the matchup with Scola and being able to compete with those guys on the boards, but against other teams, thinking he could take advantage. Like the other night, he did some good things. But if we're going to play Jeff at 4, what are we going to do with Weezy or Nick? And the same thing, like, if we're going to play Delonte at 2 to get he and Luke on the floor together, or he and Earl on the floor together, what do we do with Kevin? It's like, you know, like we keep pushing it down the line. It's, you know, they're going to play because we need to play 8, 9, 10 people at least. But it's like some of the solutions are duplicating, you know, good areas. Yeah. So it's we got to sort out, you know, what point guard is giving us the most in terms of running the team and pushing and doing those things, and then we got to see who, you know, what combinations, like what do we need on the floor with if Kevin's going to play one of the wing spots, what kind of player do we need alongside of him? I mean, at one point tonight, I wanted to play Delonte, but it was like it was T-Mac and Shane. So I'm saying, like, that's, you're giving him a really tough matchup. And then we wanted to look at our smalls a little bit, and you got Wally or Jeff matched up with Scola or Chucky here. I'm saying, like, yeah, I mean, this sounds good, and we are going to want to look at it at times, but this is, so we need to practice it, but this is probably not a good team to do it against, because Scola is mobile enough to make you pay for it. I mean, he's, you know, I don't, you do see him because he fills up the stat sheet, but he makes so many plays you don't even see. But I mean, he makes a little pass, he comes up with a loose ball, he tips the ball out. I mean, he's a basketball player. You know, it's really, it's funny. I mean, they're doing a hell of a job. I don't know how they can keep turning up guys like that, but you watch him, you watch Umberto, you watch Manu. I mean, they do so many of these other things that just make their teammates better. People always say that, like, they, you know, like you do something to make the other. He does stuff that helps the other guys on his team. It's really it's a great knack. He's a hell of a, I mean, he's going to help them unbelievably. I mean, it's scary how much better, you know, I think they can be with him. And not that they were